This time last month, we were talking about a very disappointing jobs report with 72,000 jobs added in May. A little over an hour ago, though, the Labor Department released a much better than expected one. 224,000 jobs added in June. 165,000 have been projected. Now, to help us break that down is Valley economist Jim Rounds. And so, Jim, first of all, will this report put to rest these whispers of recession or economic slowdown that have been creeping up?
Not completely, because you're still going to see the economy eventually slow. But unfortunately, a lot of people react to 1 month worth of data. Often we had a weak month last time around. Now we created between 200,000 and 300,000 jobs, which is that target range that I'm looking for, at least right now in the business cycle. So it's a solid number, but it's not the threat that people perceived last month.
Now, the markets have reacted. The Dow Jones Industrials are currently down about 140 points. And what we're hearing is that there is some dampened enthusiasm about the prospect of a federal interest rate cut. Does this report have any impact on that at all?
Well, when the economy is doing well, it gives the Fed a little bit of flexibility to raise rates or keep them standing rather than reduce them if things are weakening. Now, they raise rates to get up to the point where they could later lower them. So right now, I think that you're seeing that dampened enthusiasm. But if you look at the overall levels in the stock market, it's still very, very strong. And so that 100-point drop here, 100-point gain there, isn't quite the same as it was, say, 20 years ago.
Valley economist Jim Rounds joining us this morning on Arizona's Morning News. The big local business news of the week, Governor Ducey ripped $1 million of incentives away from Nike's plans in Goodyear after they kowtowed to Colin Kaepernick's call to scrap plans for a patriotic shoe. Jim, you think the governor's decision will have a long-term positive, negative, or neutral impact on the state?
I think neutral. I'm torn. On the one hand, you want to make these decisions based purely on some of the math. What kind of jobs are coming in? Are they high-wage jobs? On the other hand, we want to be very careful with handing out incentives. And so maybe this particular deal, even though it was very political-oriented rather than just pure economic, might make people start taking a closer look at some of the economic development deals. Now, we can still be proactive and try to attract businesses, but we can also be very careful. So in the end, this may end up being a good thing, but I would say overall for the economy, it was neutral.
And a lot of this has been fueled by the feeling, especially on the part of the governor, that the state's economy is strong. Do you see it the same way? Are we doing as well as we could be at this point economically?
Absolutely. All the fundamentals are in place for beating the rest of the country over the entire 2020s as well. So we're already top five in most economic categories. Where we need to improve a little bit is instead of volume of jobs, we need to continue to shift into the higher wage jobs, which we've started, but we're only on the front end. But we're doing well, and I think that's what the picture for Arizona and Greater Phoenix is going to look like over the next decade, that shift to a top-tier economic community. And I'm more bullish than I ever have been.
It's interesting. We'll watch and see how the markets continue to react this morning.